And Nikias and Geneva, we discussed that you have to get down to the Sharoshim of it, etc., etc. Okay? So let's go a little further. I'll give us a few examples. We're talking about Poilim. We talked about Poilim. We discussed Yaakov HaTzadik, Klolo Shel Dovar. When you're working for someone else, you have to be a tzaddik. You have to deal properly. Let's say a person decides, I'm going to be a big tzaddik and I'll do a mitzvah when I'm supposed to be working for someone else. It's not going to be considered a mitzvah. The opposite, it's going to be called an aver. Kivan she'ein avera mitzvah. You can't turn an aver into a mitzvah. Big yisoid. Soine gazel be'oila. What do you hold? A person stole money and brought a korban. What do you think Hashem thinks about that?
Like a stolen lulav or a stolen esrog instead of.
So it doesn't count.
Right. With lulav and esrog, it specifically says with.
Lachem has to belong
Huh?
to. Right. So he's saying is that it's a kind of a concept that, right, don't do something I hate to make me like you. That's basically what he said. Okay, Indian Zeh Amruzal. Hooray, she goes all. So he took the ton of loss of a fall. We first met a column of our hands and rock of a night. But it's a bear needs a very, very big machukis to show him how to learn this Gemara. What do you hold about that? What do you hold in this scenario?
Guy who steals the money to buy a korban.
No, a different case. He steals wheat and he made it into bread. Should he, and he eats it. Should he make a moitzi or not?
I think he probably should, but it's not a good thing.
So the Gemara says, "That bracha is an embarrassment to Hashem.
It's better not to make.
That bracha is an embarrassment to Hashem. Now, even though that bracha is an embarrassment to Hashem,
Hi.
but do you make it or not? So that's Hashem. I think most of Hashem say what you said. You have to make the bracha, but it's an embarrassment to Hashem that you're in that situation. But was a nemar." The gezel is mangazel. What's the difference if you steal time or you steal an item? Ma gezel Av gozel es hazman. If you steal someone's time, va'oseh bo mitzvah, and you try to do a mitzvah with it, na'aseh sanei goyroi katei goyroi. The thing that you thought is bad is really good, or the thing you think is good is really bad. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz ela be'emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants emunah. Emunah here doesn't mean faith. It means faithfulness. It means honesty. That's really what it means here. Emunim noitzer Hashem. Pischu, great pasuk. Pischu sharm v'yavoy goy tzadik shomer emunim. So, emuna in this case means honesty. So, this is what Nikias is. So, let's just think about that. But honesty usually means emes. Here it says emuna. So, we have to think about what's the connection here between emunah and honesty. So obviously, it means that you have to be, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly, but I mean, these are the connection in general that a person has really emunah, they wouldn't feel the need to steal because they know that someone's going to provide for them. But you know. People nowadays don't have such a sense of this. They think if the definition of honesty is doing whatever you can as long as you don't get caught. In other words, like there's no objective thing of like just doing the right thing. People have lost that a little bit. And there's you have to know, I think that the best way, Dov Kahn always says, the best way to know the best litmus test you could have to make sure that you're doing something honest is what would happen if the other person knew what you were doing? Right? So now, some people say, well, I gotta do business. Okay, but there's a point where we have to be very careful about this because it ends up that usually people, you will end up tripping on your own lies. And you will end up catching yourself in the web some point. The lie cannot last forever. So he goes on with different psukim here. Here, very important idea. Gezel, it's like something which you're caught up with. Shavu bisha'ina adam hoylach lechatchila lito loisai v'nisha dovek me'elav soif soif biyadayu. Mamish, you're not stealing. If you're not careful, you're going to get stuck with theft. Why is this so? This is probably the most important paragraph we've learned in the last 2 days. This sentence. Why does this happen? Why? Why can't you just be straightforward? What's motivating you or us or people to cover over? Why? Isn't it very liberating to just always say the truth? Dylan, I don't care. Say it. Why? Mima, that you're instead of your mind controlling your eyes, your big eyes, you want everything. Instead of allowing your mind to control, that your eyes want what they see, even if it belongs to someone else. Hainayim, so you allow your eyes to control your mind. Levakesh heterim, and bemela, you'll try to find heterim to get what your eyes want. And that's how he learns up the pasuk. The pasuk in Eiv says, "Imtita ashuri mini haderech va'achar enai halach libi." Uvechapai dovak mu'um. My eyes did not follow my lave. That's how he's learning this, which is exactly the point we were saying. Which is at the end of the day, the point of this cheating, what's the shirish of it? The shirish of it is you want the money. You want the thing which he has. And if you didn't really care and you were satisfied with getting whatever Hashem would give you, then what do I have to cover over for? There's a big story from Rav Aaron Kotler used to say this. It's certain Mishnah Sabbatim. Miracle says, you know, everyone struggles with the Emunah versus Bitachon challenge. I'm sorry, Bitachon versus Hishtadlus challenge.
All right.
The classic
Classic.
Bitachon versus Hishtadlus challenge. So he said, why? Because, yeah, I know Hashem gives, but I'm supposed to do the Hishtadlus. So maybe I'm just doing the right and then Hashem will give me. Right? So I don't know where to draw the line. Is it too much? Is it too little? So Dr. Baron, that to go and say, I'm not doing a shtadlus and the mona is going to fall, like we've been speaking Shabbos and everything, you have to be Roshim Baruch Hai's level. We're not on that level. Fine, leave that aside. No one's expecting you to do that. But the bare minimum expectation on a person is don't do something which is against halacha. Don't lie and steal. Besides that veir of lying and stealing, you're also failing the bitachon shtadlus challenge. Because you can't convince yourself, oh, it's all Hashem, it's all Hashem, if your hishtadlus is not kosher hishtadlus. So therefore, it's a raya that your whole hishtadlus is not being done properly. It's a good work.
So I always had this question about honesty. You know that you never want to hurt anybody's feelings, right? But you want to be honest too. And Shlomo HaMelech said that if you knew what people were really thinking about you, you wouldn't be able to handle it. Right? It'd just be like too much to handle.
I'm getting there.
Huh?
I'm getting there.
What?
I think I'm getting there.
So the question is, drawing the line between
Polite and
being polite and being honest,
right.
especially with the wife.
I was about to say, I assume you're not asking if what happens if your wife asks if how do I look in this outfit or
Or the trick question, do
whatever.
I look fat in this
Yeah,
dress?
exactly.
No, not that
Show me that
dress.
alone. So right now he's specifically talking about Emmett in the context of money. So he maybe he'll go further. But it's interesting that he's saying the shires of stealing doesn't come from lack of honesty. It comes from wanting money. Right?
I
Sure.
think what time will you be back?
Hopefully, you want to go.